Australia has a proud record of immigration and welcoming people from all over the world. Australia has engaged with human rights mechanisms, and especially UN human rights mechanisms, very powerfully and consistently. However, this, you know, great record has suffered in the past years a blemish, and I call it a blemish, in the way that asylum seekers and refugees who arrived by boat in the past 15 years have been treated. They have been treated extremely harshly, with the recognized purpose of deterring the smugglers and deterring other candidates to unauthorized maritime transportation to Australia. This is a blemish because the way they've been treated doesn't respect the human rights framework. A policy of mandatory detention that does not allow for individual circumstances to be, you know, studied.
Why do you think that Australia has taken this approach?
I think there is a deep-seated fear, which probably, you know, comes from generations of immigration to Australia. There's a deep-seated fear of lawlessness, and this is also the case in many other countries. When you talk about undocumented migrants, unauthorized migrants, there are negative reactions towards those migrants. But the negative reactions are not really against the migrants themselves. They're mostly against the fact that this is unauthorized, undocumented. If countries like Australia or in Europe or in North America offered mobility solutions to most of these people and allowed them to come to the country with proper documentation, coming to the border guard and not coming with a smuggler, I think the reaction of the population would be a lot more welcoming, because it really is the lawlessness, the undocumentation, which is the problem, not the migrants themselves. Most of them are innocuous, and actually migrants are extraordinarily resilient, create wealth in most of the countries where they go, simply because they've been through so much that they want to build a future for themselves and their children. They want to contribute to the society in which they now live.
What would you call on the Australian government to do and to change?
Well, the first thing is to abolish this punitive approach to migration. I think that the regional processing centres in Nauru and Manus Island must close, and as quickly as possible. I think mandatory detention must be repealed, and I think that regional solutions for the governance of migration movements, refugee movements, is the way of the future. The idea is not to punish migrants for coming irregularly, but finding solutions to their predicament. And their predicament is that they're fleeing situations of conflict, they're fleeing situations of persecution. When you talk to Iraqis, to Syrians, to Afghanis, to Rohingyas, I mean, these are people who are fleeing real problems. We're not talking of people who are farm shopping, etc. We're talking of real refugees who have issues in their country of origin, where they can die or their family can die.